You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rob Brown Show is back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you here on a Monday, my dudes and dudettes, getting the week started on the right foot. At least I hope. If you don't like the show, it's not for you. You have bad taste in radio. What do you want me to say? We are talking a lot today. WNBA week one underway. And I got to tell you, you knock it off. Because not only...
There's nothing going on. There's no fisticuffs. I'm being sarcastic. Oh,
okay. No, here's the problem. The problem is you say that and you're being sarcastic. The problem is I watched a lot of people online who were like, "Who knew, knew, knew?" Whatever. It's not your thing. It's not your thing. I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you what to watch and not to watch on TV. As I have pointed out many times, I watch 6 to 8 hours of professional wrestling a week.
If they call one foul, the next foul doesn't happen and the fights don't happen. The non-fight. The verbal altercation. All right, the verbal from one side as the other side just walks away.
Caitlin Clark was the definition of unbothered. She's like, it's a foul.
She always looks unbothered.
She does. Well, there's been some moments where the intensity's come out.
Sometimes she's that instigate and then just walk away kind of thing. Not that she instigated in this case, but... You know, that person who does something and everybody gets all riled up and they just kind of walk away while everybody else is going at it. She is. It's sarcastic, and I love it.
She can be. Indiana Fever taking on the Chicago Sky on Saturday, and they beat the crap out of them. Angel Reese got her double-double. I will tell you, and I don't want to be this guy, but
how many attempts?
I have to be the guy. I have to be the guy now because I've seen this fight has been going on the internet long enough about how many of Angel Reese's 17 rebounds were off of Angel Reese missed bunnies. And I know for a fact that on one possession, there were three rebounds on her own missed shots. One possession, three rebounds on her own missed.
A video popped up and said, Angel Reese with the breakaway for a dunk. And I'm like, no way. And it was she breaks away and misses a layup with no one around.
Yeah, there are entire Instagram accounts set up just to tracking Angel Reese's missed layups followed by rebounds. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on because I've also said the opposite's true. If it wasn't missed bunnies and rebounds, if she was making those layups, she'd be getting 40 a game, and we'd be talking about that. But either way,
she could improve. It's possible. With repetition and stuff?
She
wants to improve.
I don't know if you've seen this clip, but I'm going to tell you a post-game press conference thing that happens, though, and I guarantee you it's going to make you laugh. I guarantee you. I should have pulled the audio. I should have recorded it. In the post-game press conference, Angel Reese sat down after Caitlin Clark and the Fever just destroy this guy. She sits down in the post-game presser, and it's like the first or second question she's taking from the media. And, you know, the first one is, you know, how good does it feel back out to get back out there and play WNBA games? Because she played in the 3-on-3 Unrivaled tournament, which I watched bits and pieces of. And she played pretty well in that. Still missing layups, but like played pretty well.
Did she miss a bunch there?
She did, but she also won MVP, and it was justified. Like she was scoring buckets. So they were like, "How good does it feel to get back out there in a league game, in a W game? You're playing in front of they were selling out NBA arenas. The Liberty played the Aces on Saturday in the daytime. And it looked the same as it did at the Knicks game the night before. They were at Barclays, where the Nets play. It looked like the Knicks game. Celebrities were out, sold out arena, right? And this is not a Caitlin Clark game. This was the reigning defending New York Liberty taking on the Vegas Aces, which are that's AJ Wilson. That's a potential championship team. And so I'm watching that game. It is a packed out NBA arena. I, at 3 o'clock, turn on Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, part whatever they're on now, Sky Fever, NBA Arena, sold out, right? So the game ends, Fever decimate the Chicago, and Angel Reese comes up for the postgame presser. I didn't watch it live, but I saw the clip later. It's like the second or third question, how do you feel about being back? You and Caitlin got into a little bit. Can you talk to us about how that went down, whatever? And then a reporter clearly trying to shift the tone back to basketball and like talk about basketball, which I do think is important. Like, I do think you have to focus on the drama of the rivalry, which, let's be honest, isn't one, but focus on the rivalry. But I also think you got to talk basketball. If you want it to be treated like a basketball league, you got to talk about basketball. And the reporter says, you clearly spent some time this offseason working on your right hand, getting more consistent with your right hand shot. Talk to me about how that impacted your game today. And Angel Reese goes, I'm right-handed. This guy thought she's so bad with the right hand, she must be left-handed, and she was working on her right hand to put it into her game. No, she goes, I'm right-handed. The guy was like, cool, no follow-up. It was rough, dude. It was rough. So we'll talk a little bit about that later on, because I will say,
I don't think there's a chance he did it on purpose.
No, I do not. Here's what I think. What I think is, just like with fans, what I think is the national media after last year with Caitlin Clark, Paige Bueckers now in the league too. She is probably the, let's say, third biggest name in women's basketball. I'd say right now it's Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, as names. I'm not talking about players. I'm talking about his names. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Paige Bueckers, Haley Van Lith, I would say are the four right now that are kind of the faces of the show. And so I'm scrolling social media on Saturday while these games are going on, New York, Las Vegas, Chicago, Indiana. And while I am still seeing a lot of people who were like, you know, the layup league is back, I also saw more trending topics related to the WNBA that were not negative than I saw at any point last year. And I did get a little bit worried now that we've seen Caitlin Clark in the dub for a full year. Now that we've seen Caitlin Clark in the W and selling out arenas and doing all this, will that excitement, whatever, will it die off this year, right? Because it's kind of like I was watching the Knicks-Celtics game on, what was it, Friday night? And, yeah, Knicks decimate the Celtics. It's not even a game. We're going to talk about the NBA playoffs coming up in a few minutes as well. But I'm watching this game.
Let's go, Sirs.
And we're going to talk about that series, too, because I think that one could be fun. The sideline for the Knicks game looked like a Lakers game. It was just every celebrity you've ever connected in New York was there. Timothée Chalamet was there. And I'm only bringing up him specifically for two reasons. Number one.
Was his girlfriend there?
She was.
Okay.
Number one.
I think she's famous.
She is famous. I don't remember her name. Haley something? I don't remember. Anyway, Chalamet's there. And I bring him up for two reasons. Number one. Because, ladies, I'm sorry, I don't get it.
His girlfriend, I believe, is Kylie Jenner.
Sure, why not? Don't know, don't care. Number one, ladies, I don't get the obsession with Chalamet. Like, I don't get it. Is it just because he's famous? I don't understand.
Dude, he's Willy Wonka.
I don't get it. Number two, I bring him up because
Paul Atreides.
Bob Dylan. I don't get it.
It's pretty good roles for the guy, you know.
All of that being said, the second reason I bring up Chalamet is because there was a clip going around of Chalamet doing an interview with one of the, I guess, like local New York stations before the Knicks game. And he's like, oh, yeah, lifelong Knicks fan. And I'm like, bro, I've never said, like, the Knicks go out of their way to show their celebrities at the game. Spike's getting TV time every week. I've never seen you at one. Now, all of a sudden, It's game seven, or game six. It's an elimination game. You got a chance to send the Rennie defending home, and I've never seen you at a game, bro. Stop. I need.
There are a lot of lifelong fans out there who've never been to a game. It doesn't make them any less than a lifelong fan.
Do not show up on the front row and act a fool and be doing all this and going out and making a spectacle of yourself and start going, like, if you're a lifelong fan and you're a millionaire, especially if you're a fan of the Knicks or the Lakers, you've been at a game.
All right.
You've been there.
I don't know why I'm defending Timothy Shamalala, but here's what I want to say. First of all, he's been there all year. He's been there to a ton of games. Anytime you watch, they're showing him. Second of all, dude is working, man. He's not there because he's making movies. You seen how many movies he's put out in the last couple of years?
He has been busy. You are correct. He has been busy. But so Spike, and Spike's still showing up. I'm really speaking out of hate and emotion here.
Spike, when's the last time Spike did a movie? Come on.
Spike's done a bunch of movies. They're all indie films, but he's done a bunch of them.
All right.
Either way, the point here is it was annoying. Anyway, I worried if the Caitlin Clark buzz was going to die off after a long offseason, and especially with some new players coming in to take the attention off of her. I wonder if it was going to die off. It definitely did not.
Yeah, my sarcastic prediction last year that it would die off was absolutely wrong. So far, and here's this thing. That team that was really bad, they don't look so bad this year.
They have some scorers on that team now. Dawana Bonner is on that team now. She can score. There are some players on that team. You know who did not have a good game that game? Camila Cardoso. I was really pulling for her. She was not ready. Granted, rookie. And I have pointed out a number of times, Deck and I had this conversation. You know what the best thing the WNBA could have done? Push your season back 3 weeks. Push your season back 3 weeks for two reasons. Number one, why are you going head-to-head with the NBA? Right? I am pulling for the WNBA. I am an advocate. I am an ally. I am going to talk about it. We're going to have that conversation later. But you should not be head-to-head because even I, as an advocate, ally, and fan of the W, I'm not missing an NBA playoff game for it.
Crossover appeal? I don't know. People are watching NBA. Hey, I'm tuning in for the NBA game. Wait, this isn't the NBA. It's the WNBA. I'll just stick here and see what this is about.
I mean, I'd like to think so, but here's the thing. If you spent your Saturday planning Knicks Celtics, are you? Some of us
if you
are.
You spent your Saturday planning Knicks Celtics. You're definitely a fan.
I did. I was. I mean, I don't think how you couldn't. Even though you knew the Knicks were going to win by 50, and they did. By the way,
they did it Friday.
Well, Friday night, whatever it was. Were games Friday night. Paige Bueckers made her debut on Friday. Why are we putting the debut of Paige Bueckers up against Knicks Celtics? Can't do it, right? Can't.
Why
do
is
it.
Baseball playing every night while the NBA is on?
We're talking about a different sport.
Okay,
here.
I'm just, all right.
That's a different sport. We're talking basketball v. basketball. Like, I think that's relevant. All right, we're going to bring this back up later on because I just realized that it is 7 o'clock in the morning. It's actually 7:12 in the morning, which means the most abbreviated version, and we're going to talk about all of these things later in the show, of the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet. I love that that is a game I participate in which I don't have to participate. It's Lonzo versus the timing of the sounder.
By the way, I know how long it takes to cover. It's actually 2 seconds. I know that that's a minute 19 or a 1.19 seconds. I knew that that would time out perfectly for that.
Okay. I mean.
So I legitimately, I'm not doing it. Look at me. I did that on purpose.
You let the fart noise go on purpose.
I did.
I'll take it.
Just because I thought it was funny, the Cronkite thing to the thing.
I'll
never do it again, though.
I'll take it.
Because you
like
don't believe
it.
Me, and it's the truth.
I didn't say that. I said I like it. It makes me laugh. Item number one. Scottie Scheffler is very good at golf. Very good at golf. Scottie Scheffler wins the U.S. Open, takes home the Wanamaker Trophy on Sunday. Yesterday at Quail Hollow, just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, took down the Green Mile. Was actually tied with John Rahm at the turn, but John Rahm melted down, ended up going 5 over. Through his last three, two doubles and a single bogey down the stretch. All Scottie Scheffler had to do was turn in an even par 71. Didn't have to go out of his mind. Didn't have to go bananas. Just had to go out there and play neutral golf. And he did. Ends up with a 5-stroke victory over Harris English, Bryson DeChambeau, and Davis Riley. Started feeling inevitable at Saturday at the end when he went 3 under through the last five. and got himself at the top of the leaderboard. There were a couple of times yesterday that it felt like, uh-oh, maybe Scotty's going to fade a little bit here. Maybe Scotty's going to take off. And then Scotty just let the field melt around him. When the pressure got into high mode, some of the boys, including John Rahm, fell off. He ended up falling down to eighth over the last five holes of this golf tournament. Scheffler spiked his hat into the green in an obvious show, probably the most obvious show of emotion that we've seen out of Scottie Scheffler, maybe ever. That was very interesting. But Scottie Scheffler joined Seve Ballesteros as the only golfers in the past 100 years to win each of their first three majors by more than three strokes. It was also his 15th PGA Tour victory for the 28-year-old Scottie Scheffler since World War II. Only two other golfers have won 15 times on tour and captured three majors before age 29. Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Scottie Scheffler. Scottie was struggling with his driver on the front nine, only two of his first seven fairways, but it also turned up, and he confirmed this after the tournament, that his driver did not meet USGA speculation, and he ended up having to use his backup driver. Took him a little while to get the feel for it, but did so down the stretch. Scottie Scheffler, once again, notedly very good at golf. Let's get to item number two. A check-in on the NBA and NHL playoffs. Last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder become the final team to advance to the conference finals with a 125-93 win over the Denver Nuggets. You got 35 out of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 24 out of Jalen Williams. The Thunder shot 49%, 30.8% from behind the arc and had only 9 turnovers. That 9 turnovers is important because it is in stark contrast to the 22 turnovers committed by the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets shot 39.3%, 22.2% from behind the arc. 20 points for Nikola Jokic, had just 9 rebounds and 7 assists. Why? Because the Nuggets were a walking hospital unit. My prediction on Friday, my prediction on the show Saturday, was that the Nuggets were just going to be out of bodies when this one was over, and that ended up being the case. The Nuggets won the first quarter by 26-21. My prediction was they'll fade in the third. Turns out it did not take that long. The Thunder won the second quarter by 19 points. They won the third quarter by 11 points when it was all said and done. Michael Porter Jr. playing with a shoulder injury that was so bad. We had a host on from KOA 850 AM in Denver on Saturday. He said Michael Porter Jr. needs help putting his jersey on. He can't lift his arm up. Somebody else has to physically maneuver the jersey over his arm and then over his head to get it on. And Aaron Gordon, it was announced just a couple of hours before the game, would be available to play on a strained hamstring, the same injury that kept Steph Curry out of the last two games for the Golden State Warriors. Basically said, if it wasn't a game 7, I would not be playing in this game, but I got to find a way to gut it out. At the end of the day, didn't matter. They just didn't have the legs or the dogs. Porter Jr. played 23 minutes. Gordon played 25. Russell Westbrook had only 6 off the bench. Peyton Wilson, 4 off the bench. And Julian Strother, who was the hero of game 6 with those threes, had only 6 points off the bench. The Nuggets just didn't have the gas. Over in the NHL, the Panthers knock off the Maple Leafs last night. 6-1 your final. They will meet the Carolina Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference Finals in the quest for Lord Stanley's Cup. All 6 goals scored by Florida from different players. Sergei Bobrovsky ended up stopping all but 1 of the 20 shots on goal that he faced from the melted down Toronto Maple Leafs very quickly. Item number 3. The SEC and ACC baseball tournaments are set to start. South Carolina will draw the 15 seed in the SEC tournament after a very disappointing year. In round number 1, they will face the Gators of Florida. That game is tomorrow in Hoover, Alabama. Of course, Florida came to Columbia a few weeks ago and hung 23 on the board against South Carolina. They are the heavy betting favorite in round number 1. If Palminteri and his Gamecocks can pull an upset in round 1, they will get Georgia in round number 2. Over in the ACC tournament, the Clemson Tigers faded a little down the stretch. They did take all three on the road against Pittsburgh this weekend. We're going to talk to John Blau of the Post and Courier about that in about an hour and 20 minutes from now. Take all three, it's enough to bump them up to the fifth seed in the ACC tournament. So they will catch a Tuesday bye. Their action will start on Wednesday when they get the winner of the game between Virginia Tech and Stanford, the 12-13 matchup. And that one, we will find out what their matchup is for Wednesday or for Thursday if they win Wednesday coming up a little later in the week. We will follow the SEC and ACC baseball tournaments throughout the week. SEC starting tomorrow in Hoover, Alabama. The ACC tournament in Raleigh, North Carolina at Durham Park. All that covered throughout the week here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We were talking on the live stream, which you can watch at Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, The Fan Upstate on Twitter, The Fan Upstate on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Just search and subscribe to any one of those outlets and come join us on the live stream. I love the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm going to talk a little bit about them as the show progresses. The Carolina Hurricanes are not just still alive in the hunt for Lord Stanley's Cup, but they are actually now the betting favorite to win it, despite all the drama of the regular season with Mikko Rantanen and the trades and the not re-signing contracts and, you know, all these different things that happened. The Carolina Hurricanes have kind of found something under Rod Brind'Amour that is making them maybe more enjoyable to watch this year than the last couple of years, where they have been either in or competing for the Eastern Conference Finals, Stanley Cup berths, Stanley Cup trophies, etc., etc. But Brian, during the break when we were talking a little bit of hockey, said he called the stars to win it all 4 weeks ago on one of his shows on YouTube. Respect. That's a good pick. I like this Dallas team. Miko Rantanen, who obviously was a Carolina Hurricane for a handful of weeks. Colorado traded Miko Rantanen to Carolina specifically to get him out of the West so that if they came across Miko Rantanen, it would be in the Stanley Cup Finals, not in the playoffs. And when Miko was looking for a trade out of, well, he wasn't looking for a trade out of Carolina. He just wasn't going to re-sign with them. And they started to trade him. Miko had some control over where he ended up. And there's a reason he ended up in Dallas. The reason he ended up in Dallas, according to a few sources this weekend, is that he has now made it known to some of the folks in his inner circle that he wanted to get back into the Western Conference because he wanted to stick it to the Colorado Avalanche, which, of course, he did in series number one. Dallas finish off Winnipeg in the semifinals. They will be moving on to the Western Conference Finals now as well. So I have, as much as I have a, I'm dangerously close to putting Miko Rantanen in the Brad Marchand category of dudes that I just root against openly. Kind of having a problem with that right now because Brad Marchand's now a Florida Panther. Panthers are headed to the East. I have gotten the pleasure a couple of times since I moved here of having a Panther v. Hurricane Eastern Conference Finals, which is great for me because either the Hurricanes win and I get to keep talking about them on the radio, or the Panthers win and the Florida boy in me gets to celebrate that Florida is a hockey state now. We've won a bunch of cups between Florida and the Tampa Lightning. Now, I kind of have a soft spot for the Dallas Stars now. And from me, that's saying something because I genuinely dislike all things Texas sports. I despise Texas sports. And I despise Texas sports because of Texas sports fans. All right? They bring that same over-the-top, obnoxious, arrogant personality that they talk about their state with to their sports fandom. And it's aggravating as hell. Do you know how we had Sean Salisbury on our show Saturday?
Wow. I mean,
yeah. I mean, we get names.
No. It's more like he still exists.
Oh, yes.
He was the guy for a long time. And then he just disappeared.
He's doing his own independent podcast, vlog kind of thing. And he has started this thing. And a large part of the reason why was because Salisbury wants to be able to talk about politics as much as he talks about sports. And there are some spots where it's like, okay, we want some politics in our sports, but we can't only do politics. Like, it can't be a show where segments are not sports-adjacent politics. It's just politics. But he's still a guy who knows ball. So we had Salisbury on the Saturday show, and as we're talking to him, I get a text from one of the higher-ups in the BetMGM network who texts me and says, hey, you don't have to make it a feature, but we do have you on a station in Dallas, so you need to ask about the Cowboys, right? Like, that's just the reality of broadcasting at the highest level. You have to talk about the teams that are the biggest national teams. So because of the fact that Cowboys fans bring, and so do Rangers fans and Stars fans, they bring that same, like, we're better than you attitude that they have about the state of Texas to their sports.
Do the Longhorns do that?
Without a doubt, dude. How long have the Longhorns been back TM?
You left them out, and I just wanted to do this.
Hate speech, Lonzo. That's hate speech. We don't do that around here. So the reason I've kind of got a soft spot for Dallas is because Dallas is doing something that I have applauded Nashville for doing, that I have applauded Carolina for doing, and over the past 3 years or so, that I have applauded Sunrise, Florida, Miami, for doing. And that is embracing hockey in the South. Because, and the reason I continue to try to win you guys over to hockey isn't just because I like hockey. It's because you like hockey even if you don't know it yet, okay? Why is it that we like football? If I asked you to give me some adjectives that you use to describe football, college, pro, whatever your flavor is, if I asked you to give me some adjectives, what would they be? I expect that you would use the phrase fast. I expect that you would use the phrase violent. I expect that you would use the phrase continuously packed with high-speed action that is violent. Guys, welcome to hockey. Welcome to hockey. And the difference is, as we have noted in the past, in a full National Football League game, the ball is actually in motion for about 3 to 3.5 minutes, right? If you talk from snap to tackle. Now, those of us that are football fans, I've said this a bunch too, the game is played outside of the ball being in play too. It's audibles, it's movement, it's coaching strategy, it's formations. Those are all things, if you're a football fan, that become part of your game-watching experience. But the ball is actually in play in an NFL game for about 3.5 to 4 minutes tops. So you're watching 3.5 hours to watch the ball move for 3.5 to 4 minutes. In hockey, you know how many seconds out of 60 minutes the puck is in play? All of them. Now, the clock stops, obviously, when the puck goes out of play or there's a penalty or there's a save or whatever. But unlike in football, if there's a save, that puck's out of action for about 20 to 25 seconds before the next faceoff. It's constant. It's violent. Florida and Toronto, in Game 7 of their series up in Canada, were beating the dog bleep out of each other. Like, constant, violent hits. I'm talking Brad got put into the glass. I thought he was going to explode. He got hit so hard. I mean, violent. And so I turned on the last of the Dallas-Winnipeg games in that series when Dallas was able to put Winnipeg, Connor Hellebuck away. And it looked like a party. I mean, it was maybe the best home ice advantage I've seen in the playoffs. I am watching, and we're going to talk again a little WNBA coming up a little later on in the show. Because of, at this point, I think even if you're a critic, you have to acknowledge, even if you're a critic, the immense growth. Like, a solid 30% of WNBA games this year are being played in NBA arenas because they've sold the tickets to justify it. Hockey's doing that across the South. Watch a game at Florida. That place is packed and it's electric. Watch a game at Dallas. That place is packed and it's electric. Watch a game in Raleigh. That place is packed and it's electric. They are bringing every bit the crowd and more energy, in my opinion, with all due respect to our neighbors in the North, more energy than the Canadian hockey fans, which makes sense. Canada hasn't won a Stanley Cup in like 30 years. But like, the teams with the best barns in the NHL right now are all across the South. I am begging you guys to get on board, because if you look at these arenas that these NHL playoffs are getting in on, they are more intimidating than a solid percentage of the college football stadiums that you watch on Saturdays in the fall. Like, you just need to tune in. And I almost guarantee you, it's gonna hook you. It's gonna. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. We got some college football to talk about on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So one of the conversations that we like to have when we get a little bit closer to football season is I like to open up the phone lines and the text lines and ask you all as fans, what are your legitimate, genuine expectations for this football season? I ask you to set a ceiling and a floor for your football team. I ask you to set a ceiling. What is the highest you realistically think your football team can accomplish in the 2025 season? And what is the floor? What is the line that you say, if we underperform this line, that's unacceptable and conversations need to be had? And the reason I do that every year is because that, to me, is a good way to set a standard by which to judge, critique, criticize, or praise your football team at the end of the year. It gives me a mark that when we get to the end of the year and it's time to do the post-mortem on the season, I can say the overall fan expectation for the whatever football season we are talking about, the overall average fan expectation was 6-6, 7-5, 10-2, 11-1, a playoff berth, an ACC title, an SEC Eastern Division title, whatever, right? It gives me a mark that I can say, okay, the average fan expectation was blank, and you did not reach it, so we need to have a conversation about the direction of your football team, or you reached it, in which case we need to have a conversation about, all right, how do we continue that momentum moving forward? Or we say, hey, you exceeded it. Things are great. Let's see if we can pin down what went right and what went wrong so that we can grow and get better from it. I think it is important for us to set that expectation. Now, with that being said, it is way too early to have that conversation. It is May 19th. We have not yet even gotten to the main camps for these teams yet. Let's have the conversation anyway. Let's start it now, because you've gotten a pretty good look at your team. You've gotten the spring. You've gotten an open and closed transfer portal window. You've had the spring games or lack thereof. You have gotten to see at least the foundation of your 2025 season college football program. South Carolina, Clemson, you Furman and Wofford fans, if you want to chime in, I think it is fair to at least dabble in the conversation now. Obviously, plenty of time to reevaluate, to readjust. We don't know what injuries, if any, might take place in the fall. We don't know what coaches might move in the fall. We don't know what anything is going to happen between here and 96, 96? 96 days from today when toe meets leather. So I want to know right now on May 19th what your post-spring expectations are for the 2025 season. And the reason I say this is last week on the show, we did a way too early evaluation of the quarterbacks. And the reason I brought that up was because I was looking at the Heisman Trophy betting odds. And depending on the book you look at, there's about 11 to 12 to 13 players that right now are listed with odds attached to being either a Heisman Trophy finalist or a Heisman Trophy winner. And I don't know. I'm not going to say it hasn't because I don't know. But I don't know if there has ever been a year in which the quarterbacks for both South Carolina and Clemson entered the season as Heisman Trophy, forget favorites, even odds havers, right? Even got listed on the board. Because right now, there's a lot of guys that have high expectations, but there's a lot of potential unknowns that through fall camp, you're going to start seeing beat reporters that go, surprise, this guy that we have, this new freshman, this new transfer portal guy, this walk-on who earned a scholarship. Turns out, he's a diamond in the rough. Turns out, he's a guy. He's a stud. He's going to be able to play. He's going to be a contender this year. He's going to take us to the next level. And those guys start getting added to the Heisman board. Cade Klubnik is a 7-1 Heisman Trophy odds vote right now, or odds haver right now. Cade Klubnik is, depending on, again, the site you look at, is sitting around the third shortest odds, and I have seen him as high as the second shortest odds to win the Heisman Trophy in 2025. Well, if that is the case, if he is believed to be the second shortest odds haver for Heisman Trophy in 2025, that tells me that Vegas believes Clemson's about to have a year. Because, as we pointed out with the NBA MVP trophy earlier in the day, the Heisman Trophy is, and this is the reason that I will talk about it on the show because it is important. I will talk about it on the show because you're not going to win it if you're at least not a stud, but your team has to, at the very least, your team has to meet the expectations set for it by America going into the year. Colorado, Travis Hunter. Last year, Colorado came into the year with some expectations. I don't think anybody thought that Colorado was going to be in the Big 12 title hunt until literally the very last week of the season and get bumped out based on a tiebreak. They met and exceeded expectations. Travis Hunter was a Heisman Trophy finalist and winner. We have seen other years where favorites get bounced, not because they're not good, but because they ended up playing on a team that goes 8-4 and was expected to be a playoff team, or goes 6-6 and was expected to be at least a contender for the conference. If Cade Klubnik is the second shortest odds haver right now for the Heisman Trophy, it tells me that Vegas has got very high expectations for the Clemson football team this year. Lenoris Sellers is a little bit lower down on the list. He's got about the 7th shortest odds to be a Heisman Trophy winner this year. He was checking in, last I looked, somewhere in the neighborhood of 25-1. Now, those are long odds. Honestly, pretty good odds to take a waiver out on if you believe that he will be in the mix, but pretty long odds. But it says the same thing. If they are putting, with all due respect, if they are putting a South Carolina Gamecock quarterback on the list of potential Heisman Trophy winners, to the point that not only does he have odds listed, because there are a couple of players from smaller schools that are listed but have longer odds. Not many, because there's only like 13 guys listed. He's about halfway down the pack. But it's at 25-1, which is a long number. That means that there are elevated expectations for that team in Las Vegas this year as well. Now, I've looked up the over-under win totals. I have looked up the championship odds for each team, and they kind of reflect that. Clemson is a top 5-6 shortest odds. South Carolina is listed on the board as a potential national champion. When's the last time that happened? It had to have been before I got here, with all due respect. Not even with all due respect. That's just a fact. Had to have been before I got here. So the expectations after the spring camp, when these odds started making their way onto the board, the expectations in Las Vegas are very clearly elevated for both of these football teams, higher than they have been the last couple of years, and for South Carolina, higher than they've been since Steve Spurrier was there. Maybe before that. I don't know what the Vegas odds for Steve Spurrier to win a title in Columbia were, but I suspect they were probably longer than they are now. So Vegas has heightened expectations for both of these teams, or else, if nothing else, these two quarterbacks in charge of these two teams would not just have odds listed as Heisman Trophy contenders, but would not both be inside the top seven shortest odds nationally to win the Heisman Trophy. So that makes it, in my ever so humble opinion, perfectly acceptable and maybe even necessary that we start having the conversation now. Because I think most fans would have in the spring probably more realistic odds than you might have when the fall gets here and we've had camp and we're a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks out from the season and we've all kind of got the bug, right? We're going to go through our football drought, 96 more days, 3.5 more months until we get to the college football season. By the time we get there, it is going to have been so long. 2024 is going to be so far in our rearview mirror that the natural inclination is to get progressively more excited and more optimistic and start having more unrealistic expectations. So I'm going to ask it now. We'll talk about this coming up in the next segment. What is your May 19th, way too early, legitimate realistic expectations of your football team in 2025? Mine are elevated. I just gave you some reasons why. Before we get to a break, I was going to Rick and I missed you. Rick, I was literally coming to you right now. Rick, if you want to give me a call back, I will open up the next hour with your call. That is true for all of you. The Hub City Spartanburger text line is open at 844-326-3663, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. If you want to shoot me a text, I will read a bunch of them on the air when we come back. If you want to jump on the air, call right now, get on board. We will open the next hour with your phone calls. 844-326-3663 is the number. What is your realistic expectation for your football team next season? Vegas has elevated expectations for both Clemson and South Carolina. Clemson's Cade Klubnik inside the top four at most books. Heisman vote odds. Lenora Sellers inside the top seven. Clemson, about the fifth shortest odds to win a national championship. Shorter odds than a handful of SEC teams, by the way. South Carolina sitting about 11th or 12th. In those odds.
The Clemson prediction is not a surprise. They've been at the top or near the top of the ACC for a really long time, and they're going to be there again this year. Cade Klubnik has stopped handing off as much and is actually throwing the ball and improved last year. And if he gets even better this year, he deserves to be in Heisman talk. Gamecocks, I don't know. I mean, Lenora Sellers is amazing. He really is, but are all the pieces around him, have they gotten better?
And have they been replaced, right? Rocket Sanders out of the backfield. Have we replaced? We got a highly touted recruit coming in to run the football. Is he going to be everything that Shane Beamer said he's going to be? Is the offensive line going to have improved? Because while I want Lenoris to run as a play, what I don't want it to be is every play because he has to because his life's in danger. Have they improved that stock?
All right, let me give you my expectations
for
the Ohio State Buckeyes, and that would be undefeated in the national championship. By the way, that was my expectations last year and the year before and the year before and the year before and my entire life.
Anything less is a failure.
Dude, I mean.
It's fair. It's honestly, it's fair.
Yeah, it is. I have no idea who the quarterback is. I guess it's going to be Julian Sain. But I don't know.
That's what it looks like. But as you pointed out, nothing is guaranteed. So let's find out. It is May 19th. It is way too early. And yet, Vegas has got these odds out. Vegas seems to like both of your football teams. Knowing that, what is your, on May 19th, 96 days away from the start of the football season, what is your realistic expectation? And you can set it as a ceiling, you can set it as a floor, or you can set it at both. This is the best we can be, or this is the mark that if we do not accomplish it, I will be upset as a fan. Where on that scale are you? Texter says, Clemson national champs this year. Look, if that wide receiver core is as good as I've been told that it's going to be, if Cade Klubnik is indeed a Heisman Trophy finalist as I've been told he's going to be, then that is not, I think it's optimistic, but not unrealistic. Texter said, John Dog, Texas, so said Georgia, SEC championship and a natty run. I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Georgia has been a team over the past couple of years that's reloaded. That being said, there is also a belief that with a lot of what's happened, John Dog, away from the field, Georgia may have had some issues getting some recruits in. I don't believe it, but getting the guys that they want. There is some thought that the SEC may have started to catch up with Kirby Smart. Again, I don't believe it. I think Kirby Smart is very much like Nick Saban. Not necessarily, I mean, he can outcoach. I actually think he's probably a better game day coach than Nick Saban, but he's a dude that beat you on signing day in February, beat you on portal day, and beat you in the pregame planning, and just has his team ready to go. So, and by the way, I'm not just looking for Clemson and Carolina. You can bring it about your NFL team. You can bring, if you've got a college football team outside of the state of South Carolina, I want your thoughts as well. In the next segment, let's talk about that. What is the realistic expectation, ceiling and floor, for your football team, having seen the spring in the NFL, having seen rookie camp, spring camp's just a few days away, and seeing the betting odds for Heisman and national championship? Give me your ceiling, give me your floor. We'll talk about that when we come back. Now, the ceiling of sports flashes is this one.
The ceiling is the floor. That's what I've been told. The Atlanta Braves knocked off the Boston Red Sox at Fenway last night, 10-4, taking Game 3 and the series 2-1. Spencer Schwellenbach earned a win, giving up 6 hits and 4 runs through 7 innings. All but one of Atlanta's starters had at least one RBI. That's pretty good. Clemson Tigers baseball team earned the 5th seed in the ACC tournament and will play their first game on Wednesday against the winner of the 12-13 matchup of Virginia Tech and Stanford. Clemson swept Pittsburgh on the road over the weekend, scoring double digits in 2 of 3 games. South Carolina baseball team will hold the 15th seed in the SEC baseball tournament in Hoover, Alabama, starting this Tuesday and facing 10 seed Florida in the opening game. A win would advance them to Georgia in round 2 on Wednesday. The Gamecocks dropped 2 of 3 against number 1 LSU over the weekend.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.